Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You see, there's nobody telling me what to say or do. And I try to not infight or be nasty. I tried to go to your phone calls. You just joined us, and I kind of went off on the whole Ron Paul thing because my feelings are hurt. I like the ideas of Ron Paul. I know he's a good man. He's never compromised. We still hear good things out of him, but we hear totally different stuff out of his campaign and the people that work for him. And Rand is drifting more and more, and it's just very, very painful. And I tend to want to scapegoat and just blame Jesse Benton because he is an unsavory, terrible person. But I don't want to talk about it anymore. We got serious news here. Ron Paul's not our enemy. It's just painful. Do you understand? When people call in about it now or I see articles, it's like it hurts, okay? It hurts. I'm a real person. I'm not one of these fake plastic corporatists who doesn't care about everybody. Like I say, if I step on a lizard in my house or a gecko and it's flopping around with its, you know, gut sticking out, I get upset. And you can call me a wimp or whatever. Once I like people, once I commit to people, it hurts, man. And again, I don't want to even sit there and talk bad about people without giving the evidence of it as well. But then it's like, what's the point? It's a done chapter. It's over. Okay? I just don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about, we need Ron Paul to run. He'll save us. He isn't doing jack squat, okay? And that's fine. I understand that strategy of trying to influence the Republican Party from within. They're having some success. I try to be positive. I said, hey, maybe they're right a few months ago. And then I find out about more stuff behind the scenes where they absolutely, Jesse Benton and others, are saying, you know, to Rand Paul, Ron Paul, everybody, get away from your old base. You're a rock star now. One time I was on the phone with one of them. I'm not going to say which person. One of the senior people. They're like, Ron Paul's a rock star now. I'm like, this isn't about being a rock star. This is about information. This is about civilization. This isn't about, you know, ooh, he's all over television. And I just the weakness of humanity. I love humanity. I love our strength. I know I'm weak as well. All that matters is you don't sell out. And see, if you were already in a camp and that's what you do, that's one thing. It's that when you go and you use people and then you treat them like trash, it's bad to use somebody. You ever heard the old saying, you can crap on me, but don't rub it in? I mean, you know, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. Now, see, I've already digressed here. I'm going to shut up right there. In fact, they brought me this article this morning. Mitch McConnell hires Ron Paul aide. And I saw it and I'd already seen it. I said, no, I'm not going to cover it. And then the caller set me off. And again, it's not like I'm even censoring info. It doesn't matter. We've got World War III gearing up. We've got the dollar melting down, other currencies, QE3. We've got all of this serious stuff going on. And then there's these pipe dreams. Ron Paul running was a great thing because it did influence people. It exposed the private Federal Reserve. It exposed the New World Order. But, you know, Rand Paul would talk about the Bilderberg group on my show. Now when he's asked about it, he won't talk about it because he has parties with Bilderberg members like Peter Thiel. And okay, all right. I get it. That guy says he's a libertarian. It's like if billions of bucks comes along, people tend to want to be nice to him. But it's just like, I don't want to go there. I have bigger things to discuss. Okay? And so there you go, caller. Only got to one of the calls and I got loaded phones here. Looks like you're all going to get to talk to Jesse Ventura. Or you can all hang up. I'll get the number out later for people to talk to Jesse, but he's coming up after the break. We'll get into a whole host of issues. He's somebody that's gotten that both political parties are basically two heads on the same creature. He understands what's going on. And, you know, the ruling elite of this country are like Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. They have no idea just how devastating their policies are in many respects. But then again, a lot of them do. They're a bunch of social Darwinists who think the more horrible things they do, the better for society. So we are definitely in a pickle, as they say. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Jesse Ventura, author, researcher, TV host, coming up. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. Of course, number one New York Times bestseller as well. His new book, I think, is one of the best I've ever read, Democrats and Republicans, No More Gangs in Government. We're going to be breaking that down first today. Then we're going to talk about the good news. That's right. They announced last week we had Tyrell, his son, on as one of the producers of the show and one of the stars of the third season with Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son. They're finally going to air it. I thought they weren't after, blocking it airing for about 8-9 months. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Al-Qaeda being put in Libya and Syria. Now we've got to invade because they're blowing up our embassies and killing people. And then we'll also get into his take on the New World Order being announced openly. We're going to play some clips in the news saying that and get his take on 2012 and all this hubbub. Jesse, great to have you back with us. And we just had him, and then, yeah, I think we lost him. Go ahead and get him back on. That phone line's been dropping. Go ahead and get him back on. That was a good build-up, and then not have the guest there. These phone lines are weird. All right, continuing, though, I want to get in with him into this report right here. U.S. sends two warships to Libyan coast. Again, two U.S. Navy-guided missile destroyers were sent towards the coast of Libya following the killing of U.S. ambassador to Libya and three consulate employees, Fox News reported, citing unnamed military officials. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans were killed on Tuesday after the diplomatic facility in Benghazi was attacked by an armed mob angry over a U.S. production film that is said to be insulting to Islam's prophet Muhammad. Now think about that. And then this film looks like a total and complete psyop at every single level. Continuing, consulate attack NATO stooges now ludicrously point finger at Gaddafi loyalist. Lame attempt to shift blame away from U.S.-backed extremist. So now they're trying to claim that these are groups loyal to Gaddafi or that it's Iranians. It's admitted Wahhabist al-Qaeda that's been doing this. I mean, that's even admitted in the British press and the German press and other outfits. This is not debatable. This is not debatable what's going on. Now, I see him in there on the phone system. I think we are having a phone system problem, and I was going to get to this at the start of the next hour. I want to go to this right now while we go deal with that, because this is a report speaking of Ron Paul. Wouldn't it be great if Ron Paul ran for Texas governor? I mean, he would have already been running. That election's coming up here in just a year or so. He would have been president for 4 years. Imagine Ron Paul as governor. But do we get Jesse Benton as governor, is the question. And our very own David Ortiz reported on this. So we're going to go to this report. Ron Paul for governor. Here I am saying I don't want to hear about Ron Paul anymore because we've got to move on now to the rest of the election. And then we're airing a report on Ron Paul. But here it is.
While chants of President Paul have long been silenced, the congressman's supporters may still have an unexpected opportunity to get Ron Paul elected to high office. That's because in 2014, the seat for Texas governor will be open. While a spokesperson for the congressman has stated to InfoWars that the doctor is not interested in the position, many activists can argue that a large-scale grassroots effort promoting this idea could prompt them to reconsider. Current Texas Governor Rick Perry has stated he does intend to seek re-election, despite the fact he has already held this position for 12 years, and a recent Dallas Morning News poll shows a majority of Texans don't think he should run again. I recently asked visitors at the Texas Capitol building in Austin what they thought of this possibility.
Do you think Ron Paul should run for governor of Texas?
Yes.
Why?
I think he's a good politician. He gives rights to the people, not as much government interference, which is something I prefer. He's also a very confident politician, very experienced, and I believe he'd do a great job.
Do you think he has a shot of winning?
Possibly, if he gets his message out there and really conveys to the people that he is the best in interest in his mind is Texans.
I think he should. Yeah, I mean, he seems like a guy that might actually do a little bit better than Rick Perry. He seems to be a little bit more caring for people and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Do you think Ron Paul would have a shot of winning, a realistic shot of winning?
Not really.
Do you think Ron Paul should run for governor of Texas?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Why not?
I don't care for him too much. I just don't care for his policies and some of the things he stands for.
Do you think he could win if he ran?
Probably not. It's hard to tell, but I don't think so. But a lot of people don't care for some of his issues, but I mean, some he has that are good, but the underlying things I really don't care for.
I don't think so because he doesn't really have any experience in governing.
Do you think he could win if he ran for governor of Texas?
I don't think so.
Why not?
He's too much of an individual and not part of the machine. You have to be part of the machine here in order to win.
If Ron Paul were to win the election, he would be 79 years old on election day. While some may argue that his elder age would be viewed as a negative to his campaign, it is important to note that he would have been serving as a public servant at this age had he won the presidency. Advocates can also argue that a statewide campaign would be far less taxing on the congressman and his family than a national campaign, and that he can choose to serve for just one term.
In a recent blog posted by former Paul spokesman Doug Weed, he states that he does not rule out the possibility that Dr. Paul will run for public office again. However, he was referring to a presidential run. A recent University of Texas poll shows that most state residents are happy with the direction the state is currently going in. The survey also shows that while the economy is the most important issue for most Americans, illegal immigration and border security are the two most important issues for Texans. Residents I spoke to, however, would want Dr. Paul to address another issue if he were to win.
I've been reading a few articles about people that are wrongly convicted, and to me that's kind of disheartening because, I don't know anybody personally that was in that situation, but from hearing the stories and stuff like that, it kind of devastates their family.
I'd like to see any governor or any candidate for governor address the death penalty and speak about abolishing it again. It's very unjust.
Always fighting on behalf of liberty. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Ortiz.
All right, there goes David Ortiz. Now, if I was a conspiracy theorist, I'd say they killed our phone lines. We never had that happen before. I was talking to the governor, Ventura, during the break. It was working fine. We go to air, and the line was still there, but no audio. But we now have Governor Ventura back with us now, getting into his new book, Democribs and Republicans. Gov, good to have you with us.
Hi, Alex. Always a pleasure.
It's just good to have you here now. It's good to hear your voice. Well, I tell you, your book couldn't come out at a better time. Tell us, I've read it. It's an excellent book, but tell us why you wrote this new bestseller.
Well, I wrote it because I want people to understand that we have a completely broken system created by the Democrats and Republicans. It's a system based completely on bribery. If you do bribery in the private sector, of course, you go to jail. But it's alive and well in our political arena because that's how it works. If you don't grease the palm of the congressman or senator, you're not going to get an audience with them. It's all money talks and you know what else walks.
Well, you're right about that, and it's becoming more and more evident that Romney and Obama are bought and paid for by the same interests. So where do you see it going once one of these stooges gets back in and the globalists just continue this takeover?
Well, I think it'll just continue on. That's the thing, when they always like to tell you if you vote for a third-party candidate, you're wasting your vote. You've heard that, Alex.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to reverse that and say that if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you're wasting your vote because you're going to get the same government. It does not matter with these two. As you stated, they're both bought and paid for. If you go to their two conventions, you'll see the same lobbyists there with trunks full of money paying them all off. And so it makes no difference who wins because we will have the same policies. And I fully expect as soon as the election's over that within a year or so we're going to be at war in Iran.
Let's get into that right now, because we were talking before we went on air about the fact that they admittedly put al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, NATO's funding them, and then the Wahhabists shoot up and kill the ambassador, they're attacking our embassies, and now they're dispatching Marines and warships and Predator drones to deal with the Saudi Arabian jihadis our government put in there. I mean, this is even crazy for the New World Order.
Well, everyone likes to hold Ronald Reagan up on that pillar. And let's go back to Ronald Reagan. You remember when the Marines were attacked in Lebanon that time and they killed at the barracks? They killed like 200 of them?
Yes.
Did Ronald Reagan start a war? Absolutely not. He got the hell out of there. And that's my view on this. If these countries don't want us there, then let's leave. And let's leave with our foreign aid. I can't believe today, and there's where I stand with Ron Paul completely, we need to cut off foreign aid to any foreign country, and we need to do it for not only those reasons, but the economic reasons. Alex, our country's broke. Now, let's put that in layman's terms. It would be like if you were losing your house because you couldn't make mortgage payments and you're going to lose your car because you can't make car payments, and yet your cousin Joe from California calls you and needs $500 and you send it to him. Our country's broke. How can we possibly give out foreign aid?
But as you covered in your TV show with the Wall Street Insiders, they're just loaning us fiat made-up digits, so why not get us in more debt? The big mega banks, they stand to gain by countries being in debt.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, as far as on a political front, if I became president, there would be no foreign aid. I would close every international base and bring all our troops home. And I would have courage enough to carve into that defense budget because it is so bloated. You notice that when they talk about cutting government and cutting government spending, it's never the defense budget, is it?
And how many countries do we have troops in? It's like 165.
Yeah, it's absurd. We're an empire, and every empire falls. I mean, you'd think somebody would read the history of the Roman Empire and realize, wait a minute, we're going right down that path ourselves, and there's no difference to it. Why is it going to be any different now?
You're right.
If these countries don't want us there, these Muslim countries, then let's get the hell out of there. But see, that's just it. We're there because our corporations want to be there. And the corporations run the United States of America now. It ain't the politicians that call the shots. It's corporate board heads that do it.
And it's total corporate welfare that multinational corporations give paltry sums of money to politicians, and then they commit our money, our treasure, our blood, our young men and women to go into these countries and then antagonize all these people. It's just amazing, and we're paying for all of it.
You know what's in my book, Alex?
I've read it.
It's this. Did you know that most of the big multinational corporations spend more money on lobbyists than they pay in taxes?
Yes.
Isn't that an outrage? They spend more money on lobbying and getting our elected officials into their back pocket than what they do paying taxes to our government to run it. We pay the taxes, and they make the decisions.
What do you see happening? I mean, I understand it's rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, but it looks to me like Romney is probably going to end up getting in there. What's your take on that statement?
Well, I don't think so. Not after the blunder he made today. The latest polls now have Obama ahead 50 to 43.
I did see that.
Because Romney turned it political and attacked Obama when this tragedy happened to the, over in Libya and all that stuff, where they should have worked to bring the country together. And instead, Romney went ahead and drove the axe through to divide, and he blamed it all on Obama and all of that. And the public reacted very negative. Even a lot of the bigwigs in his own Republican Party said he blew it. And the latest polls now show Obama with a strong 7-point lead.
Sure. Well, that's John McCain. John McCain went with this ambassador to actually stir it all up over there and fund al-Qaeda going in. So he has a stake in this not coming out. I'm not defending Romney, but the issue here is, it was Mr. Peace Prize that has helped start all these wars using jihadis. And so I can see why the power structure doesn't like the fact that Romney brought that up. But I agree with you. Romney was pulling ahead until this new event, but election is still, 50-something days away.
Yeah, it is. And, but I'll tell you what. I can't believe the short memory people have. I mean, everything's about the economy and jobs, right? That's the big thing that they think the election's over.
Yes.
Well, who ruined the economy? It was the Republicans. They were the ones that took the handcuffs off Wall Street and allowed them to rape and pillage us. And George Bush and Dick Cheney are responsible for all the wars and the bad economy. In fact, and I'm not an Obama supporter. Don't get me wrong. I despise both parties.
No, but they're all guilty. You're right. No, I mean they're all guilty. When they point fingers at each other, it's a joke.
But Alex, how do they think the Republicans are going to save the economy when it was the Republicans that initially ruined it? They don't, the lemmings out there don't even have a memory that goes back over a year. I said to my wife in the 08 election, I said, I wouldn't want to be the next president for anything because whoever it is going to get all the blame for what George Bush and Dick Cheney did.
No, no, you said that on this.
That's exactly the way it's working.
Governor, you said that on this show. You said that, Obama is going to get, obviously the blame for everything. It's, even George Bush said that, hey, I don't think Obama's going to be the type that complains and says, poor me. When Obama was president-elect, you know, Bush was in a press conference and basically pointed out that Obama was going to get the blame for everything.
Oh, yeah. And our idiot memories of the people of this country, they can't think back that far. You know, they got about a year that they can remember. And they don't realize that it was Bush that did the first bailout. It was Bush that started all the wars. People need to understand this, and I speak from experience here. Yeah, on the economy, it's decisions made about 4 years ago that affect it today. So when the economy went sour in 2008, it was decisions made back in 2003, 4, and 5 that caused that to happen in 08. It does not happen overnight, because it's so big and large that it takes about 3 years or 4 years for decisions to have their impact on the economy.
Well, I agree with you, but expanding on that, you know, being a former governor, former mayor, talk show host, author, I mean, a lot of life experience. Governor Ventura, what is your take on the future of this country? We have 1.4 billion bullets bought by Homeland Security in the last 11 months. The media spins it and says it's about 174,000 bullets for Social Security. They won't even address it. They've got TSA now in all 50 states on the highways, train stations, and bus stations starting to pop up. We've got the military admitting they're preparing for civil unrest. What do you think they're gearing up for?
I don't know. Obviously something very bad, and we'll transition to my TV show now, if we may, which will tie into this. The new season starts November 7th, 10 Eastern, 9 Central on True TV. And one of the interesting shows we show you this year is in Ozark, Missouri. There's a complete underground city. We discovered it.
And I really wanted to investigate that. I'm glad you guys did. All over the country, the elites are building these underground cities and bunkers, even private ones. And I know some of the amazing findings, but I don't know how much we can say. How much can you tell us about it?
Well, one of the interesting things, here's an interesting thing we found out in Ozark, Missouri. Now, the only new construction there, except for this big 72,000-square-foot single-family dwelling on top of a hill that led us there, that's another story. But the only new things happening in this little town in Missouri is the only thing being built are banks, tons of banks. And we found the statistics, and it goes something like this. There's one bank for every 11,000 people in New York City. There's one bank for every 9,000 people in Los Angeles. In Ozark, Missouri, there's now one bank for every 51 people.
Incredible.
Now, how can 51 people support a bank?
They can't.
Not unless they're all multimillionaires.
That's right, and if it's an alternate government facility.
But we found that very interesting. A lady there said the only new things we have in this town, she said, I can't figure it out. It's all banks. She said we've got 6 or 7 new banks that have moved here, and yet our and then we found out those statistics that there's now one bank for every 51 people in Ozark, Missouri.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is with us, one of my favorite guests and a friend of mine. Wow, Jesse. So much that you've talked about, that I've talked about, is just now out in the open. I want to get more into the TV show when we come back from break, but just what is your take on the fact that they just admit the NSA spies on us now? They just admit the TSA's now dragging little kids off to private rooms? I mean, how much crazier is this going to get? The drones are now getting armed?
Alex, it'll get as crazy as we allow it to get.
That's right.
And we seem to sit back. We're not listening to Ben Franklin. When Benjamin Franklin said the famous quote, for those that will give up their liberty for security shall have and deserve neither.
That's right.
And we better start listening to what Mr. Franklin said, or it's going to be too late. All those people out there that think the government can make you safe, are you kidding me? The only way government can make you safe is to lock you down. I always remember a cartoon I saw on a couple months back. It showed a mom and a dad and a brother and a sister sitting at the dinner table, and the caption, they all said, gee, I sure feel safe now. And then the cartoon backs away, and they're inside a jail cell.
You know, you've always, in the 7-8 years I've known you, you know, said basically, I'd rather face the danger. Security is a prison. And I don't know if you knew this, but I was wondering where you got that, because I thought you would come up with that, and it made perfect sense. Turns out Eisenhower, guys, pull up the quote during the break. Eisenhower said exactly that in a speech in 1949 to a university. He later went on, of course, to be president. Jesse Ventura will be with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you want total security, go to prison. There you're fed, clothed, given medical care, and so on. The only thing lacking is freedom. Dwight D. Eisenhower. And he said that at Columbia University in a speech. You can go look that up. So that backs up what Governor Ventura is saying right there. It's common sense. His new book, Democrats and Republicans, is available. No More Gangs in Government. Excellent book at InfoWarsStore.com. I carry all the best books and videos there on the site. We carry his last two books, American Conspiracies and 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, which is probably my favorite because it's all little factoids and photos and documents. All those at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com will also get you there. But his books are in bookstores everywhere as well. And sure, you may know all this stuff or a lot of it. Get the book, read it, then give it to a friend. That's how we're going to wake people up. And there certainly is an awakening. I think that's what the police state buildup is in response to. So, Governor, let's talk about the show. I mean, it got held up for 7-8 months. Give us your take on why that happened. Now it's back on Wednesdays, which we think, obviously, I think you agree is a better night. And then give us a sneak peek on some of the other episodes that are going to be in there.
Well, you know, I can't tell you why it got held up, Alex. We finished them on time in November of last year, like we always do, and all they said was it was editing. And they dragged their feet, and then they finally got around. And 2 weeks ago, I went and did my voiceover work on four of them, and I still have to get back and do voiceover on the final three. But, you know, I'll do them probably as the show starts breaking on television or whatever, or right before in October or whatever, so they'll be done on time. But I can't tell you why they waited that long. Maybe it's because they wanted to release it during the election cycle. I don't know. You know, maybe that was what they had in mind. They never told me why we weren't normally on in the winter like we always are, but I don't mind being on in the fall right now. I think it's a great time slot that they moved us back to Wednesday. It was a huge mistake when they moved us from Wednesday to Friday. Friday's the worst night you could ever have on the second year. But now we're back to Wednesday at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, and we're doing some pretty wild shows. We do one that's very interesting. Does the United States have a death ray?
And of course, that gets into Tesla.
We also do one on, are they trying to create a humanzy, meaning a half monkey, half man person? So there's some wild stuff that we look into this year, and I have a new team on board. We brought on Sean Stone, who is the son of Oliver Stone, the great film producer, and Sean's a graduate of Princeton University, a very, very bright kid, and he fits perfect into our show because it's right down his alley, because he's a huge studier of the Illuminati and all that stuff. He knows it inside and out.
Oh, he has amazing understanding, getting a chance to hang out with him quite a bit there on the shoots. And, of course, Tyrell's knocking it out of the park as well. I just can't wait to see the episodes because, I mean, I was there in part of some of the investigations, but I haven't seen any of it. Have you seen any of it?
Yeah, I've seen four shows, the ones I voiced over. Yeah, I've seen them completely right now, what they'll be, except minus my voiceover and a few small little edits that they'll have to do to tighten it up a little bit. But I've seen four of the shows, and three of them I have not seen yet.
What would you say about this season compared to the other seasons?
I'd say this season it's even more bizarre, and I think it's this season's going to be even more entertaining for people to watch, because we also get into your buddy Ike. Ike, so whatever his name is.
Yeah, I wish you guys wouldn't have got into it. Tell us what happened.
Well, you know, I wouldn't have did it, except it was on Time Magazine's top 10 conspiracies. I mean, people believe this, and, you know, we're also there to show the conspiracy, but we're also there to show if the conspiracy we believe is a fraud. You know, we play both sides of the street.
So you don't believe the Queen is a 5.5-foot reptoid?
Do I believe it?
Yeah.
No. But I'll tell you, it's very intriguing and entertaining, Alex, because, you know, when you go back to ancient times, why do wall carvings and pictures on caves and stuff all show reptiles who walk upright?
No, I know. It's kind of like the movie.
It's very intriguing, and if you look at the birth of Christianity, okay, how did Christianity start, allegedly, according to the Bible? A man, a woman, and a talking snake. Well, a snake's a reptile, isn't it? And then when you get into the fact that all of our brains have a certain small portion that's reptilian, which means to tell me I believe in evolution, that means that we were the same if you go back far enough. Well, who's to say that they died off or not?
Jesse, maybe you are a reptoid, said Shepard.
Well, I don't know. I could always swim pretty good, and reptiles usually can swim.
Hey, I was inviting you down here to Barton Springs. You'd love it. Tell us about the surfing.
Well, the surfing is fine. My wife's now doing a lot of paddle surfing. She's doing it more than I am. Wait till you hear this one, though, Alex. This beats all in the United States of America. In Minnesota, right, you have to license a surfboard. Can you believe that? And they require you to wear a life jacket. Now, if Laird Hamilton, the greatest big wave surfer in the world, who rides 40-foot waves, and he also paddle surfs. If he came to Minnesota to do a lesson thing or whatever, he would be required to license his surfboard and wear a life jacket.
That's something I want to get your take on, because this nanny state is their real takeover system. Now, with their not letting children run at school recess, they've gotten rid of dodgeball, touch football, and now in a suburb of Houston in the country, a woman in a rural area on a cul-de-sac, her kids were riding on bicycles and scooters. The police arrested her and said kids cannot be in a cul-de-sac. I mean, this nanny state is pure tyranny.
It's awful. There's a reason I was governor, Alex. You know why?
Why?
I figured out the way around it in Minnesota. When I was there to practice, I bought surfboards, and I did not license my surfboard. You know how I got around it? Well, when you license it, you have to give them an address. Well, I gave them my address in Mexico.
Ah.
So I didn't have to license my boards. And the guy said, yep, that'll work. He said, as long as the address you give me on the sales thing is outside of the state of Minnesota, you do not have to pay for a license.
And people should always look for those loopholes, because the establishment always puts those in there for themselves. I was buying a small one-man tiny kayak for one of my children at Academy a few months ago, and they got in my face, not rudely, but, you know, hey, the state police want this. You need to register this. And I said, is it the law? And they said, no, but the police want it. And I said, what, am I going to use it to blow up the dam? And I said, fine, I'm not buying it. And they said, fine, you're not getting it. I started walking out, and the manager goes, no, you can have it. And Governor, we're talking about a $200 little cheap plastic kayak. I mean, what type of country is this where they want me to register my kayak?
The same country that I have to register a surfboard. And get this, Alex, there's no serial numbers on a surfboard. So therefore, how do they know the license of this surfboard even belongs to it?
What about saying you got to wear a life preserver?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. If you showed up on the beaches of Hawaii, the beaches of California, or the beaches of Mexico, the surf beaches, if you were wearing a life jacket, they'd probably string you up.
Well, listen, I was down at the Texas coast just 3-4 months ago for one of my parents' birthdays. They wanted to go down there. It was a total nanny state. Now they have, like, these beach rangers coming up and harassing you and saying, look out if you go back in there. There's rattlesnakes. And just, I mean, I've been going in there my whole life and never had any interaction. Now it's total interaction over and over again, like it was a comedy.
Alex,
or
yeah. Why do you think I live half the year in Mexico? Mexico doesn't bother you with nonsense like that. If you go out and kill yourself doing something, well, the Mexican people, they're very religious. They will probably say a prayer for you, and they will feel bad for you, but ultimately they're going to say, what a knucklehead he was. Why did he do that?
Exactly, but that's what I'm talking about. But to finish the brief story, I actually saw people henpecking each other, because now all the dogs, including Labradors, in lakes and in the ocean are wearing these big life jackets. And I saw a woman come over to people that had some dogs and said, you ought to have your dog in a life jacket. This new nanny state where people come and tell you what to do, not just the cops. What is going on in this country?
Well, you know, I can only go back to the water, Alex. Everybody's drinking fluoridated water, which, of course, we all know fluoride is the major ingredient to Prozac. And that's the only answer I can give you. They're dumbing themselves down, and they're getting all docile because they're drinking Prozac water.
By the way, they call you a conspiracy theorist for having that incredible episode, one of my favorite last year on that, Governor Ventura. But the Harvard study came out 2 months ago, and they looked at more than 20 studies and said it's conclusive. Sodium fluoride in the water, it's actually an acid. They remove an electron, so it's worse. That's why it's so bad. It is toxic. It causes cancer, and it lowers IQ massively. So it's not debatable now. So why is it still in our water, Governor?
Exactly. Well, why did they put it in the water in the first place when you find out the Nazis were the first ones to put fluoride in the water? So we're following some beautiful Nazi-type thinking.
Exactly. I want to know why in Austin, where I live, because I've seen the film, when doctors go and speak to the council, the mayor laughs at them. I mean, I'm telling you, it is outrageous that they're doing this to us, and they think it's funny.
I don't know. You got me. And well, Brainerd, Minnesota, voted their city council to not fluoridate the water. The federal government came in and made them.
Yeah, and since when are the feds doing that in New Jersey, Minnesota, and Texas? I've seen now where the feds are ordering it.
Oh, absolutely. Brainerd, Minnesota, their mayor and council voted that their public water, that they did not want fluoride in their water, and the federal government came in and told them, oh, no, you're putting fluoride in the water.
So
you don't even get a choice anymore.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it is just such tyranny that we're seeing. Speaking of that, I want to go to a few phone calls, Governor.
Before you do, though, Alex, I got hot news for you, and I'll tell you this for all your listeners.
Please.
I stated that if a grassroots campaign took place across America, grassroots, and didn't cost any money, if they got me ballot access in all 50 states, and if the grassroots campaign could guarantee that I would be in the debates, that I will give serious consideration 2016 of running for president.
Are you breaking that here?
Well, I've said it a couple places, but you're pretty well. They're all the same day, so you're hearing it the same day.
Wow. Well, thank you for announcing that, because our show.
So it's up to the people of the United States of America. If they want to form, if they want to cross this great land of ours, get me ballot access in all 50 states, and then raise enough hell to ensure that I get. Look at it this way, Alex. They always tell us that competition is tremendous in the private sector, right? It's good to have competition. How come there's no competition in the public sector? Why do we only get two choices? Why for 20 years have we not seen a third voice in a presidential election?
Okay, Governor, let me stop you. This is a big deal. We've been talking for 40 minutes here, and now you drop this bombshell on us. So I want to officially have your statement here. So let me give you the floor for a few minutes. Please start over and make the announcement, because my show is big enough that it'll probably end up breaking nationally here that you say it on this show. So, Governor Ventura, please make your announcement.
Well, I said that if a grassroots effort, not a money effort, I don't want millions of dollars raised and I don't want to do all that, but if there's a grassroots blue-collar effort out there and people do the legwork to get Jesse Ventura on the 2016 ballot for president, and if they can likewise guarantee me, because I've got to be in the debates, I won't do it if I can't have an opportunity to win. And the only way you can have an opportunity to win is you must be included in the debates. If they can guarantee me the debates and guarantee me ballot access in all 50 states, I will give very strong consideration to running for president in 2016 as a complete independent with no party.
Wow. So you're announcing here today on the radio that you will run for president. That's amazing, because we've all been disheartened by the fact that Ron Paul didn't go third party, that he didn't challenge Mitt Romney more, as we've now learned from one of their campaign people, that they made the decision not to do that in Michigan months and months and months ago. And we need somebody third party to inject real issues.
Well, I don't want to even be a third party, Alex. I'm talking about Jesse Ventura as a Governor Ventura as an individual, not even a party. Me as an individual. Because my book advocates the abolishment of political parties. So I do not want to be aligned with any party.
So you are a 100% independent, and you're saying get ballot access in...
Get me ballot access in all 50 states, and I think Puerto Rico. Don't they vote too?
Yes. What's the time frame on that, though?
To get me ballot access in all 50 states, to where I'll be on the ballot in all 50 states and guarantee me that I can participate in the debates. I will then give heavy consideration to running when I see that's in place.
When did you make this decision that you would throw your hat in the 2012 presidential race?
2016. 2016 one, not this one.
No, no, I understand that, but I mean, when did you make the decision in 2012?
Well, I just kept looking at the whole situation and realizing that something needs to be done to defeat and destroy this two-party, as Ralph Nader put it, the two-party dictatorship. And I, again, I'm up for challenges, and I think it would be just a wild affair to actually be a legitimate candidate for president and be part of no political party.
Well, we need someone who's got the personality, the background, and the understanding to do it, and there is no one out there. Ron Paul is going to be too old. There's no one else who even has the integrity. You know, I don't agree with every single one of your political stances, but I know that you're a real guy who cares about freedom and who can't be bought. I mean, I've studied what you did as governor, why the whole system came after you, why the whole media turned against you, and it was because you couldn't be bought by special interest, and that's what we need is somebody with integrity. So that's very, very exciting, Governor.
Well,
so you're
you
saying
know,
you're
interesting, Alex. When I was governor, I didn't accept any PAC money or anything at all, no special interest money. Did you know for 4 years in office, I never met once with a lobbyist? Lobbyists were banned from my office. I told my staff, I said, I don't need to meet with a lobbyist. I said, they didn't elect me, so therefore they get no audience with me.
Jesse Ventura is our guest. We have a final segment straight ahead. Take a few calls with him here on the other side. So you heard it. We're already looking out to 2016, which will be here in about 5 minutes. I tell you, the years go by so fast. So that's exciting. We're going to hold you to it and try to get a movement going out there to get you ballot access so that you can run as a party. Hey, what's wrong with the libertarians? We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Yeah, Governor Jesse Ventura says he'll run for president if people get him on the ballot 2016. That's 4 years away, so that's pretty big news right there. He's saying he'd strong consideration. Talking to him during the break, he's pretty darn serious about it, so that's exciting. What's your take on the whole war on terror, Gov? I saw a recent quote of yours.
Well, I think the terrorists have won pretty well because they've certainly changed the United States of America since 9/11. I mean, we're not the same country, Alex. We're locked down now. We've lost all of many of our freedom rights, and it keeps going in that direction. It's not getting better. They're not backing off on locking us down. They're even taking it farther and farther in a harder lockdown, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Well, that latest interview you did with Joy Behar is up at Infowars.com, where you basically broke all of that down. Let's go ahead and take a few calls real quick. Ernest in Washington, you're on the air with Governor Ventura. Then we'll go to John. Go ahead, Ernest.
Well, what a pleasure to speak to two American patriots. Your announcement, Governor, has got my adrenaline going through the roof, so I'm so excited I can't even tell you.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Like I said, it's going to be a tough row to hoe because, you know, the Democrats and Republicans are going to probably challenge everything in court, and they're going to do all this stuff because, as I said, they don't want competition in the public sector. They certainly tell you they enjoy it in the private sector, but we haven't had a third voice in a debate for 20 years now, and I think that's utterly ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Yes, I voted for that person.
Ernest, any quick questions?
Yes. I was wondering if you could just comment quickly on the list that Wesley Clark brought up that we've gone through a lot of the countries already, with the last one being Iran.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a plan. They're stirring up the Muslims with a CIA-produced film. That's a good question, Governor.
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't surprise me because the neocons, that was part of their plan. They're nailing every country that used to be a Soviet satellite. Any country that was aligned anyway with the Soviets back in the Cold War, the wars have been in every one of those countries. I mean, it's like clockwork.
That's right. It's all part of a plan, too. But they always have a new excuse, but it's all planned out. John, listening on 770 AM, WAIS in Ohio. John, you're on the air with Governor Ventura.
Hey, Governor Ventura, I've loved you since you were wrestling. I loved you as governor because I think you were one of the only ones that had the balls to look at these people and tell them they were wrong. I thank you for that.
I don't know about that. Maybe the stupidity.
Well, I just wanted to ask you, you know, I got one question for you, and then I got two statements for Alex. And
real fast, buddy. We got about a minute and a half here.
Okay, yeah. First question was, why do you think Oliver Stone went so soft on Bush in that movie he did? There were so many real scandals there.
That's a great question. Next question. What's the other one?
And next question was, I just got the movie America. It was an old movie from the 80s about the Soviets.
Listen, he's got to go. He's got to go. We got another interview, so let's answer that question. Oliver Stone's George Bush Worship Fest is a pro 9/11 thing, you know, that goes along with the official story.
Well, again, Oliver's kind of, in a little way, kind of sold out because he wants to keep working. You know, so I think he's kind of moved away from all the controversial stuff in the film works and the film direction he's going now. You know, his son Sean would be the better person to ask about that rather than me. You know, I'm just giving you kind of a far-reaching opinion. I don't really know. You know, Sean Stone, his son, would be the better person to ask. And he did tell me at one point that his father had kind of felt that he needed a change of pace. You know, he needed to go a new direction. And I can understand that because Oliver Stone's taken a lot of grief for some of the great film work he's done.
He also has been arrested a few times. And magically, if you don't play ball, goodbye. Goodbye, sunshine. You're going to go underground in one of their boxes. Jesse Ventura, Governor, great having you on with us, and I'm glad the TV show is going to air coming up in November. And you said you'll come back in a few weeks. Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you, Alex. Have a great one, and hi to everybody, all your listeners out there. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. All right, next hour coming up. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.